Okay, so this professor at Harvard University says that the proper portion for eating something like McDonald's fries, and I guess this would be any fries from any fast food place, is six. You're only supposed to eat six. I mean, I'm just going to guess, but what would they be, like 40? 40 or 50 fries? Somebody order some fries and count them and tell me how many fries come in a thing of McDonald's fries or any fast food fries. I mean, they're all about the same. But I mean, could you stop? Is your willpower strong enough to stop after eating just six? That would be difficult. So I want to hear how you used your willpower to resist something. And what is it really hard to resist? How about getting angry when you're driving? Like earlier today, I got really frustrated because people were driving really slowly. Somebody sent me a text and said, were they driving slowly or were you speeding? No, they were, believe me, they were driving very, very slowly. From Picayune, Alan, you're on WWL.
What's up, Scoot?
Hey,
hey,
Alan.
Six ought to be the lotto number, huh?
Six, well, yeah, maybe. I'm just thinking, really, yeah. How could you eat just six?
Wow. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about Aaron Neville. Back in the day, way back in the day, I think I was like 17 years old, back at the old Bobby Truro Club back in St. Bernard by the railroad tracks. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. I didn't grow up there, but I vaguely remember the venue.
Well, that was the band that Aaron Neville and all them, Ernie Cato and Clarence Frogman Henry and all them guys used for that backup band when they first started out.
I've got news coming up, so get to the main part of your story.
Okay, all right. But I just want to say I had a chance to meet Aaron Neville. Very, very nice guy. Keep up the good work. Keep them guys on that radio, man.
Yeah. All right, Alan, listen, I appreciate you sharing that with us. If you're on hold, stay with us. I want to hear about your willpower. And what is it that tests your willpower every single day? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Our text is 870-870. You know, sometimes you just, you can't wait to do something and you start. You know, there's some things that I don't even buy because my willpower is not strong enough to resist them. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I mean, is there something that you just can't wait to eat or drink, and once you start, you can't stop? I mean, obviously, there are going to be people who can relate to this because if you're an alcoholic, if you take one drink, you can't stop. And so hopefully you have had the willpower to not drink. For those of you who quit smoking, it took a lot of willpower to quit smoking. So Professor Eric Rim of Harvard University says, and he deals with portion control with food. He says the ideal portion for like McDonald's French fries is eating six. And I asked how many fries come in the pack. I've got a text here that says, I just got 31 fries, and yes, I'm going to eat all of them. Here's a text that says, I put more than six McDonald's fries in my mouth at one bite. Here's another one that says, wow, even a kid's meal has more than six. Another text says, I usually eat four or five fries from the fast food restaurant, and then I get my grandson... And then I get my grandson to cough on him so I won't eat him. That would do it for me. I'm a germaphobe, man. If somebody coughed on something, I mean, that's really a great idea. That's brilliant. Because, I mean, you can't not eat them. And when you get fries to go, fries are in the bag in the car. Come on, nobody waits until they get home to start eating the fries, right? Can you think of something that tests your willpower every day? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm not going to buy M&Ms, because if I eat one M&M, I'm like an M&M-holic. I could just eat the whole pack. If I bought a big pack, I would sit there and eat the entire pack of M&Ms. From Metairie, Eddie, you're on WWL.
You there, Scoot?
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Quick comment before we get to the brain control and all this other stuff that you asked about wisdom and everything. I ran against Kathleen and Bobby, and Kathleen was the only one that called to wish me luck.
That's nice.
So
Hey, Kathleen Blanco, I'm sure everybody's heard this in the news, but our former governor, Kathleen Blanco, says that she's losing the battle to cancer, and she's accepting that now. So our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family.
Okay. When I graduated from high school, I weighed 220 pounds. I went to join the military, and they said, you're overweight. You got to be 212. I said, I'll see you next week. I am the type of person that could eat six French fries and not the rest. In 1990, I weighed 286 pounds, and I said, needed to go on a diet. No doctor, no pills, no shots. Let's see who we can encourage. Portion control. One day of celebration every week. On Friday, I had fried everything. The rest of the week, everything was baked. I lost 60 pounds in 6 weeks.
That's incredible. It's amazing.
I had two bananas every day to keep up the potassium level and the energy. I laid on the sofa for 6 weeks and lost 60 pounds by portion control and keeping away from fried foods except one day a week.
And so that one day a week allows you to, you know it's coming, and you don't have to deprive yourself of it because you know you're going to have that one day, so it helps you get through the week.
Exactly. The brain controls the body.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Eddie, I'm proud of you. I know you're proud of yourself, and I appreciate the call. So what is it with, what is it that you have a problem resisting? I got a text here that says, where's this text? It says, I try to use my willpower. Every time I boil a sack of crawfish, I fail every time. Boy, that's another one. You know, you start eating crawfish, it's kind of hard to stop eating. I mean, you got to have somebody to, again, you know, get the kid to cough on him. But then again, you could, you know, if he coughs on the shell, then you take the meat out and it'd be, well, anyway, I want to get to that. We've been talking about the flags that are not flying at half staff. President Bush is being placed in his final resting place today. And I saw a flag earlier today that was not at half staff. And I'm getting texts and calls from people about flags that are not at half staff all over the place, but a lot of calls and texts from people who are saying flags are at half staff. The latest texts that have come in, Slidell Police and Fire Department, the huge American flag when you get off the twin spans, all of those are at half staff. And Harahan Auto Parts got that as well. Yesterday, I played John Bon Jovi's version of Please Come Home for Christmas. Here is the Eagles version of it. They kind of all do it exactly the same way. This is a classic. I mean, so many people have done a cover of this song. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WFUL. This is the original Please Come Home for Christmas. So far we played John Bon Jovi, the Eagles, and Charles Brown. I remember this when I was a kid walking around Metairie with my transistor radio. From the Upper Ninth Ward, Cynthia, welcome to our show. Oh, she hung up. And from the Ninth Ward, Deborah, welcome to WWL.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Deborah.
Well, we over here at Wendy's, and we got a real small order of fries, and we got about 55 in there.
Okay, sure. You're at Wendy's right now and you in the Ninth Ward, and you've got 55 fries in a pack of French fries.
Yeah, we on Elizabeth Fields in Franklin, with Elizabeth Fields and Robert E. Lee by Wendy's.
Okay.
And I ordered a small order of fries. There's about 55, there's like 60 in there now. We trying to eat just six. It's hard to do.
You're not going to make it, are you?
Why? No. You got to move those French fries. If you leave them there, you're going to eat them. We're saying that now. It ain't not going to work.
You can't just eat six.
You can't just eat just six. All right.
Well, Deborah, good luck, and thanks for sharing that
with
us.
Okay.
All right. Here's a text that says, eating six is impossible. Here's a text that says, I used my willpower last week during the Saints. I didn't throw a brick through my TV. Well, I get it, but, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, who's sitting there watching the Saints game, and there's a loose brick right there next to him? I mean, seriously, you got a brick standing right next to you, sitting right there on the table? What, in case you want to throw it at somebody? I mean, who's sitting around watching the Saints game with a brick? I remember there was a problem once with Tonya Harding. And Tonya threw, she got into a fight with her husband. And they live right across the river in Vancouver, Washington, right across the river from Portland, Oregon. And the story was that Tonya Harding threw a hubcap at her husband in the living room. And I'm thinking, who in the hell has a loose hubcap in their living room to throw at somebody? Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Could you stop eating after just 6 McDonald's French fries? 60% no, 40% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm eating at Ground Patty in Metairie right now, and there are about 30 fries. All were delicious. Okay, let's think about this. This guy's eating at Ground Patty, listening to the show. I mean, that's a tremendous compliment because I think, if, you know, you'd want a break. You know, you're sitting there eating in a restaurant. You'd, you know, take a break from this. But thank you very much for listening while you're eating at Ground Patty. It's a compliment. Here's a text that says, you, Scoot, just joking. Enjoy your show when I'm able to listen. Merry Christmas. Make America great again. I'm not sure what the reference is to just joking. Here's a text, Scoot for governor, run, Scoot, run. Yeah, I have a lot of people talk to me about running for public office. Here's a text, artichoke balls and oyster patties, Merry Christmas. Things that it's hard to resist. You know what else? Later in life, I developed this real bad habit for gummy bears. Gummy bears, gummy worms, anything gummy. I mean, no matter what size pack I bought, I had to finish the pack. Now, I really do, honestly, I really do have rather strong willpower. But most of the time I decide I'm just not going to buy it because if it's in front of me, I mean, I might want to. And I have a hard time because peanuts are good for you. And so I buy unsalted peanuts. And so I have to put a limit on, you know, the number of peanuts because I could eat the entire, I could eat a huge bag of peanuts. Here's a text, eating 6 French fries would be like eating only 6 crawfish. That's true. I mean, who could do that? So what is it that you have a hard time resisting? Got a text that says people in while driving, people who don't use their blinkers. Man, you got a problem with a lot of people out there. Text says bluebell ice cream. Another text says pizza. Here's a text. I can live without any fries, but sweets, if I could resist, I would be your size, Scoot. Well, you know, I mean, I've got my faults too. You know, sometimes I eat, I've got too much sugar in my diet as well. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're coming right back. I'll get to at least more of your texts coming up. I wonder if he's going to go back and play this one. This is the first Elton John song I remember. I think it was his first hit. And this may go back to what? 71? Maybe? Elton John. Yeah, there's going to be a clash of cultures because the high school playoffs begin in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tonight, and there's Elton John at the Smoothie King Center, so a lot of different types of people will be downtown tonight. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Sports Talk with Christian Garrick live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie is coming up next on the Players Show. This week's special guest is wide receiver Keith Kirkwood. Hey, Scott, I've got time for a fast comment.
Okay, you said gummy bears.
I got
take
a problem.
Take a 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
Yeah.
A fifth of king cake vodka. Mix them together. Stir them every twice a day. Put them in the refrigerator. It makes gummy bears taste even better.
I can only imagine. Look, I know that in places where recreational pot is legal, they have you know, marijuana, gummy bears, and gummy products. Here's a text that says, oh, have a Coke problem? Have a problem with Coke? How much is too much? Well, there's never enough. This is what I remember from my days of that. I just remember that one is too many. I want to remind you about a play tonight on stage at the Southern Rep Theater, which is on Bayou Road near City Park. Southern Rep Theater, 7:30 tonight, Mandatory Merriment. Written by a local writer who is my studio producer, Ian Hoke, I have other producers as well, but Ian Hogue is in there today. He's one of the actors in the play. The singing is great. The acting is amazing. It's fun. Jokes about the Sewage and Water Board, about Irvin Mayfield, jokes about the city of New Orleans. It's really very, very well done. Mandatory merriment tonight at the Southern Rep Theater, and tonight is Pay What You Can Night. So, I mean, honestly, if you don't have a lot of extra money to go out, here's a chance for you and your friends to go. And, I mean, be honest about it. I mean, if you're a millionaire, I mean, give them some money. Pay for a ticket. But if you can't, you're welcome to go to the showing of Mandatory Merriment tonight, 7:30 at the Southern Rep Theater. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, our show producer, Tom Manessis, and our studio producer, who is also a local writer and actor, Ian Hogue. If you want to join me when I'm off the air, join me on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. That is also my Instagram account. And my Twitter is at Scoot, WWL. And I want to thank you for being part of our show. Even if you don't call or text, I still consider you to be a very important part of our show every afternoon. Tomorrow, it's Free for All Friday. We'll have a good time. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.